So he was one of the first members of the church at Lac qui Parle. Then later they moved over to Yellow Medicine County, where he was part of the Hazel, one of the founders of the Hazelwood Republic there. And that's where the outbreak took place. Oh, and that outbreak took place, put that handful of Christian men in a very delicate position, you know, because they were being pulled one way and another way over here, and they were kind of caught between the two factions that were involved in it. The Assistant Womptons not wanting to be a part of that whole thing, but the two Lower Sioux bands are the ones that were involved in it. And so they were caught in between that. And he spent one whole night talking with his friend, Simon, who I later found out was his cousin, about what they should do. And their decision was, his decision was, well, I'll just take my family and go up north into the North Woods and wait it out. It's over with, we'll come back. And in the meantime, Lorenzo's mother had, there was a woman, a white woman that was captive with her three children, that was held captive by the Lower Sioux bands, who managed to get away when they were moving. And some of the friendly Indians, or the Indians from the Upper Sioux, found her and brought her to Lorenzo's mother. And she hid her in a root cellar. But they were going to move. They were going to move the whole camp the next day. And she figured that they would find her, and she would probably be killed. And so when Lorenzo came back from being up all night visiting with this guy, his cousin, she told him, you're going to have to try to get her to safety at Fort Ridgely, because she's going to be killed if they find her, and we're going to move tomorrow. And so that's when he took them down and hid them out, and hid them during the day, during the movement, and then it took him five days and five nights to get them to safety, because they had to travel at night, trying to stay hid from both Indians and non-Indians. Well, he took the women captives and the children down to Fort Ridgely, which was believed to be maybe the only safe place at the time, and they weren't sure of that either, because they thought maybe Little Crow warriors had taken that, the fort too, you know, so they weren't sure, but they didn't have much choice of where they could go.